This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So today for the Breakfast Masterclass, we're looking at, if you could start on over again, what's the ideal age for you to start a family or even look at having children? You look at the age that you had children in, you know, would you want to change that? Do you have an ideal age in mind? Would you have waited longer? Would you have done it sooner? Or did you perhaps get it right according to how you are looking at things? Because studies are saying that women are now waiting till their later years to have children. And new data from the National Center for Health Statistics in America shows that more parents than ever are starting families well into their 40s.
I got it wrong.
You got it wrong. Mm. When did you have, at what age did you have kids?
It was,
age,
20s. I think it was 28. Somewhere there.
You got it wrong at 28.
Yeah, I got it wrong. I should have waited until I was 40.
40.
So that I could have planned everything. The family commitments.
Yeah.
I came. House, a car,
really?
Maturity as well, so that I could have the serenity to deal with certain situations in a calm way, matured way. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So you think you should have waited until you're 40?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have an expert here, relationship expert, Paula Quincy, who's joining us. Paula, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning to you and the team and the listeners.
Good morning.
You know, are you finding more people putting off the idea of having kids in their early years and instead maybe choosing to do it later?
Yes, we definitely are seeing this trend, both from a marriage perspective and starting a family, uh-huh. where people are waiting until they are later in life, so 35 plus and upwards.
Yeah. So is it mostly women or men, you know, waiting till they are later on to start families? What have been some of the reasons, perhaps, that they are giving for having to wait?
It is a combination of both, but it is more skewed towards women waiting to start families. And some of the reasons is wanting to be financially stable, wanting to be settled in their careers and pursuing their careers. And, you know, especially if you've been studying and perhaps paying off those student loans, that can be a financial burden. And wanting to be a little bit more established in life and experiencing life first before settling down to the serious commitment and responsibility that comes with raising a family.
Maybe let's look at the relationship dynamics in such cases. You know, is my relationship with my child likely to be better if there's that age gap and I chose to wait for the later years, when I'm better established? Because, you know, the assumption is that people are waiting in order for them to achieve certain things, like what you've just said, experience life. Do you find when you look at those relations that, you know, it's much better? What are you picking up?
So it's not necessarily the case with the age gap. You know, younger parents can relate more to their children and what they're growing through from an emotional perspective. Also in today's modern world, from growing up in an era of, the digital era and technology versus older parents that may not necessarily have had those same experiences or exposure. But I think the key thing is what was alluded to earlier in terms of your emotional maturity and how to deal with certain situations when it comes to your children and giving them a stable foundation, emotional foundation, and strong values to embrace life with.
You know, Paula, there's this saying that the greatest burden a child has to bury is the unlived life of their parents. Just generally looking at, having kids too early or too quickly can result in parents feeling that they have that unfulfilled life and the likes. Is that usually the case? And how does it manifest in relationships with the parent, in terms of the relationship the parent has with the child?
So, you know, those parents that want to impose their unfulfilled life on their children, it can have a negative impact. You know, that kind of pressure on a child feeling that they have to live up to their parents' expectations can be a negative emotional impact on the child. It can also, you know, depending on the situation, play out in a rebellious child, in a child rebelling against these imposed dreams or ideals or goals and pressure that a parent is placing on them, and that they may feel that they don't have their own identity and be able to, you know, do the things that they want to do in life.
Yeah, and maybe let's do a masterclass, Paula. You know, whether I want to start early or late, what should I at least make sure I have or have done properly for the family?
So I think from an emotional foundation is what kind of values and morals do you want to instill in your children? And are you and your partner aligned on that? Definitely financially, because we do know the expense of education these days, especially if you want to pursue private education, which is a conversation parents should have before children come along, and making provision for that in terms of investments and policies. And then also your parenting styles, you know, they are going to differ. So you need to sit down and agree on what is our parenting style? How are we going to discipline our children or reprimand our children? What is that going to look like? And then what are we going to be negotiable on, especially age dependent? So as children evolve and grow, how are you going to empower your children with critical life skills that they can then use when they get into adulthood, such as dealing with situations, weighing up pros and cons, making choices, and turning to their parents when they really need help?
Mm. Paula, we're going to leave the conversation. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, giving us such great insights as always. Relationship expert Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.